ask Eric two series of questions. The one has to do essentially with him as a Christian man. The second has to do with him as an elder of this, a pastor of this particular church. So first of all, Eric, do you trust in Jesus Christ, your Savior? Acknowledge Him Lord of all and head of the church? And through Christ, believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do.
Do you accept the Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments to be, by the Holy Spirit, the unique and authoritative witness to Jesus Christ in the Church Universal and God's Word to us?
I do.
Do you believe that the Gospel, do you believe the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, that He is God incarnate, crucified, dead and buried for our sins, risen for our justification, and coming again in judgment?
I do.
Will you in your own life seek to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, love your neighbors, and work for the reconciliation of the world?
I will.
All right, as an elder of this particular church then, will you be friends among your colleagues, that is, Pastor Ben and I, in ministry, your fellow elders, working with them subject to the ordering of God's Word and Spirit?
Yes.
Do you promise to further the peace, unity, and purity of our church?
Yes.
Will you seek by the grace of God to be a faithful minister and fulfill your office in obedience to Jesus Christ in proclaiming the good news in word and sacrament, teaching faith and caring for the people of God?
Yes.
And the last one here, I'm going to preface it by reading 1 Peter 1. So I exhort the elders among you as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker of the glory that is going to be revealed, shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. So in Christ's grace and mercy and the power of the Holy Spirit, will you seek to maintain and grow in the biblical qualifications and responsibilities of an elder of this church?
I will.
Let's pray. Father, we ask, well, first of all, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you that you have loved us with an everlasting love. We thank you for sending Jesus to love us. We also thank you for loving us by giving us another pastor, elder, overseer to watch over our souls, over my soul, over Ben's soul, over every member of this church's soul. And we pray for your grace upon him. We know that it is only your grace that has made him such a man. It's only your grace that can keep him as such a man. It's only your grace that will perfect him as such a man. So we ask that you would help us as he teaches us the word personally, at times in the pulpit, that you would please help us to obey and submit to him as he who will give an account. And we would do this, Lord. We would do it bringing him joy and not groaning. We are thankful that when the chief shepherd appears, the crown of glory in his faithfulness, in his pursuit, will be given to him, will be put upon his head, a further crown to be cast at the feet of Jesus, that God might be glorified in him. So we thank you, and we lay hands on our brother and pray for your grace to him.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, we thank you that you give good gifts to your church. We thank you that you saved Eric.
Yes.
That you put him in the home of Randy and Teresa. Thank you that he has been taught the Word of God for many, many years, even from his youth. Lord, we recognize that this is not a prize of attainment, but this is a broadening stewardship of the souls of your people.
Amen. Yes.
We pray, Lord. We pray that you would equip Eric for what is before.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, we thank you. We have certainly prayed for years
mm-hmm.
that you would add other elders and other deacons to this particular work. And so, Lord, you have answered those prayers. We thank you, Lord, as best as we could. We have not added to nor mm-hmm. taken away
mm-hmm.
from your scriptural qualifications. But those have been presented to this body, and this brother has been examined in light of your revealed word regarding the qualifications. And so, Lord, we praise you and we thank you. And we pray that you would equip this brother, that you would fill him with your Holy Spirit to maintain and to grow in the qualifications that you have laid out. And we thank you, Lord, that he is our pastor. And we look forward to that. And we yet pray, may you add to us those who are being saved. May you raise up other qualified deacons and elders for this work.
Amen. Please.
And Lord, this is all for your glory and for your honor. May we be a blessing to your people. May you help us to do these things that Stephen has preached this day. Thank you, Lord. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.